in the programme. 7:17.
Her voice was so low that at first he couldn't make out what she said. Then he made it out. She was saying that she thought she could get well again if children believed in fairies. Peter flung out his arms. There were no children there and it was night time, but he addressed all who might be dreaming of Neverland and who were therefore nearer to him than you think. "Do you believe?" he cried. "If you do, clap your hands. Don't let Tink die."
Yes, don't nod off, please. It's not a bedtime story, but I'm afraid I have bad news from Neverland. There's no happy ever after. J.M. Barrie died in 1937, and that means that as of today, the copyright on his works, Peter Pan included, ceases to exist across most of Europe. I'm joined on the line by one of the UK's leading copyright lawyers, Mark Owen. Good morning to you.
Morning.
So, just to be clear about this, what exactly are the implications here?
Well, it means that the owners of the copyright in Peter Pan can no longer control how it's used. They can't stop anyone making any new films with it, any new TV programmes, any new books. Other than there is a situation in the United Kingdom where, because the copyright owner here is Great Ormond Street Hospital, they can perpetually get some money for uses people make. They just can't stop people doing things.
It's not just J.M. Barrie, but it's death plus 70 years that copyright exists for in Europe. But people like Edith Wharton, Ravel, George Gershwin. But I thought because of the Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital link, J.M. Barrie's work had been actually granted some sort of exemption.
Well, it has been in the sense that they can continue to get money if people use it. They just can't stop people using it. Up until now, if somebody wanted to make any kind of adaptation of it, then they'd have to get permission from Great Ormond Street Hospital, and Great Ormond Street Hospital would be completely entitled to say, no, you can't do that, we don't want you doing that. As of tomorrow, they won't be able to do that, but in the UK, at least, they'll get some money for it. But you're right, with those other people you mentioned, there won't be any more control over what people do with their work.
I don't know exactly how our producers' minds work, but one of them suggested that perhaps this meant there would actually be, that people would have the ability to, say, produce a pornographic version of Peter Pan. Surely not.
Yes, that is correct. I'm afraid that's right.
I've given somebody ideas now.
Okay. I mean, as long as it's legal, you know, as long as it's not something that contravenes other laws like obscenity laws, then no, there's no reason why someone shouldn't do that. And as long as they pay Great Ormond Street Hospital some royalty for it.
But just to clarify, would Great Ormond Street still get royalties? That's the main thing. The money still comes in for them, doesn't it?
Yeah, they will do. What's not clear, though, is how much. I mean, up until now, they've been able to say yes or no to things, and so obviously they can then negotiate what the royalty will be. And in fact, you know, it could be quite high, I imagine. That, after tomorrow, then it's going to be up to negotiation, and it'll probably be quite a lot lower because there'll be quite a lot more uses.
Now, among the other things that are due to expire, the copyright on early recordings by Cliff Richard. Now, as far as I know, Cliff isn't dead. In fact, it's probably going to live forever. So what's going on there?
Well, you're right. There's a different sort of copyright in music recordings. Most copyright works are, as you say, the life of the author plus 70 years. And the idea there was that would reward the creator and two subsequent generations, so that you could make sure your grandchildren were all right. With sound recordings and other mechanical devices, if you like, they didn't really think there was particularly a creator, and so they said, well, it'll be 50 years from the time when the recording was made. And so the person who wrote the music and the person who wrote the lyrics will still get the full copyright term, life of the author plus 70 years, but the actual person who did the recording, the singer, will only get 50 years. And a lot of people think that's unfair because, as you say, Cliff Richard's still alive and still making money from his recordings, but some of those are about to expire.
Grief. I hope he'll be able to keep himself in tennis rackets in future. Mark Owen, thanks very much for joining us this morning. It's 7:21.